We're joined by Stillwater City Manager Norm McNichol, and we welcome him into our program for this month. Norm, it's good to talk to you again. It was a busy week last week for the city of Stillwater, in more ways than one, dealing with not only issues with streets, but also water main breaks, the ice storm, power outages, and now we're dealing with the removal of all the debris from all of that.
Well, that's correct, and I had a couple of house fires to that, and it was a very busy week. And our crews were out dealing with not only limbs in the street, but obviously the electric outages. And we were able to get most everybody back on by Saturday, with the exception of those that had internal damage in the electrical systems of their homes. And a great deal of those are fixed at this point. So I'm proud of our folks. They were working in miserable weather. They were working 16 hours on and 8 off, and they worked to arrange that 24 hours a day. There were places we had to use heavy equipment to clear the electric lines, bulldozers, backhoes, and we're pretty proud of our folks because they got all of that back on without what we refer to as mutual aid, where somebody else might come in and help us with restoring those power issues. That was not available, and there are a lot of communities that still have a lot of people out as of today.
Yeah, no doubt, and some of those still in our area. Now it's the cleanup of all the tree limbs and other debris, and that's being handled as well, or will be, right?
That's correct, and at this point, you have a couple of options. One, between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m., you can haul limbs to Wittenberg Park, pull into the parking lot there, and there's a designated area to dump those items. Then we pick them up and remove them. Or you can stack in 10-foot lengths at your curb at your home, and we will begin picking those up on the 14th. And we'll continue removing debris until we get it all picked up.
And it will take a while because there's a lot of it.
It will take a while. There is a tremendous amount of debris. I think that yesterday we got an update, and we'd already hauled 70 tons. So, and that's just kind of the, no pun intended, tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, there was a lot of it around. And, again, Wittenberg Park, for those of you who don't know, is north of Richmond Road on Washington. Follow Highway 177 either one way or the other, and you'll end up going by it out there across from Lakeside Golf Course. And so utilize that if you can. Be patient, though, because it may take a while for them to get to your neighborhood if you leave it out by the curb. And there's some rules there as well. Don't leave it where you can have to be able to set your trash cans. They can't be in the same spot. Stay away from items that would be in the area, such as fire hydrants, gas mains, things of that nature.
Mailboxes, sure.
Yeah,
we need about a 6-foot clearance on each end of it to be able to pick it up. They use a truck that's got some kind of grappling device on it that picks it up, and they'll get out and clean up even the smaller sticks and move on to the next pile.
And we utilized Wittenberg yesterday, as a matter of fact, for some limbs we lost here, one of our trees at the radio station. So they were very happy to take that, and they moved that stuff out pretty good. The guys with the grappling hooks, as I call it, with the front loader, you want to get out of their way because they're working pretty fast to keep the piles cleared and pushed back and picked up.
Well, that's right, and one of the reasons that we cut that off at 1 p.m. is because the stack gets so large that there's still activity in the park. People need places to park their cars, and we need to be able to move those piles out so we can start again the next day.
City Manager Norm McNichol is with us, and the other thing that's been going on in spite of the weather and the change of the season and everything else has been, as we've had warm weather, street projects are continuing. I might mention there's an emergency work that's going to be done in front of Brahms on 6th Avenue West because the street caved in. That is a one-lane eastbound through there, but other than that, there are some other projects anyway.
Well, that's right, and the collapse of the street in front of Brahms was due to the storm drainage system there. We're estimating about 10 days to get that taken care of. Obviously, we have state law that we have to comply with, and there's some bids that we have to take, and the engineers have to to mark those areas of the road that need to be replaced. So that should be done within about 10 days. Then at 6th and Hester, the street is closed for some utility work that extends into 6th Street, and that's narrowed to one lane. They were compacting that yesterday. Hopefully they'll get that poured in the next couple of days. And then there is continuing work both on South Main from 12th south to the city limits, and then on 32nd Street between Perkins and, or excuse me, between Main and Western. They're diamond grinding that street, and both of those streets will eventually be top coated and restriped.
And that will be as weather permits. And, again, we may have to dodge storms here to get that done. But as long as the weather's above 50 degrees, a lot of that work can be done if it's over a period of time, such as this week, for example. Once we got through the ice storm and everything that happened last week, when temperatures started to warm up, that means things could start happening again.
Well, that's right, and we're anxious to get those done, and we're about to the winter that causes the stoppage of that kind of work. It's just very difficult to do with the cold temperatures and any moisture that collects.
Might mention also that you can find a list of done, ongoing, and to-be-done projects. And the next big one is Perkins Road, and there's already stuff being done on that between Lakeview and McElroy now for utility relocating at the city's website.
Well, that's correct, and I've had a lot of people ask me what exactly is going on there, and that project is to be let in 2021. We don't know exactly when yet. Frankly, that's going to be a major inconvenience to people when that project starts. The utility relocation work is going on right now so that we can access those utilities without breaking up pavement. And there are some private lines in there as well from telephone companies and gas companies that are also being moved. So there's a lot of activity there in preparation for that work. When that starts, people are going to have to be patient because that's a very busy road. It's currently the area of highest motor vehicle accidents in the city, and hopefully the work that's done to improve that road, to widen it, add a turn lane, and add protected turn lanes will reduce those accident problems.
Very good. City Hall will not be open during the Thanksgiving holiday period. And speaking of holiday travel, the airport, which just got a approval for a master plan update for that facility, is available for holiday travel, flying-wise, with American Airlines in and out of Stillwater. And we might give that a mention here real quick.
Well, that's right. And if you'll go to SWO at AA.com, you will find the times for the flights in and out. Head to DFW for connections to, I believe it's 192 different destinations around the world, and we would appreciate you using that service. Free parking, short security lines, and just a pretty convenient way to travel if you have to. And AA has been dedicated to disinfecting those planes and giving you the confidence to be able to fly without getting sick.
And not just here, but when you make those connections, as well as have other airlines, not only here in the U.S., but around the world as well. Because, again, if you get to DFW, you can pretty much go wherever you want to go that you can.
That's right.
So, again, if people have questions, we direct them to the stillwater.org website. We can also direct them to your office, and how can they get a hold of the city manager?
They can call me at 405-742-8285.
Very good, Norm. Have a good Thanksgiving holiday. We'll talk to you again in December.
You too, and I appreciate you having me. Thank you.